So that's sort of, I guess, a capsule of the efficacy data at 68 months for ATTACC. Can you talk a little bit about the first presentation of the big FENTA trial in terms of follow-up and what they're seeing with efficacy and also what the randomization there is?
The big FENTA was presented at St. Gallen by Beat Tellerman of the IBCSG. A big trial, about 4,000 in each arm. What they've done is to take the data out of 30 months. Now, they've got two arms, tamoxifen versus letrozole, so they've got those data. And at 30 months, they have data which look almost exactly the same as ATTACC at 33 months. The disease-free survival is a 21% reduction in the big 198 and a 22% reduction in ATTACC. Time to recurrence, 18% reduction in big 198 and a 17% reduction in ATTACC. So it's pretty equivalent. The efficacy data in big FENTA clearly are very similar to ATTACC, even down to contralateral breast cancer. The difference, which I think is quite interesting, is the subgroups according to node status. Where in big 198, there is a big effect in the node positive group, but no effect in the node negative group. Now, the confidence intervals overlap, so there's no real difference between those as far as statistics is concerned, but it really looks, it's hard to explain, and we'll see what happens with time. But that is a difference between this study and actually all the other aromatase inhibitor trials, where there is a difference both in node positive and node negative.
But in ATTACC, there was no difference?
No, it was in ATTACC, there was a trend for it to be better in node negative than node positive. What is really interesting is that here you've got two trials which are virtually the same in their design, virtually the same in the numbers of node positives, virtually the same in the age, and you get these subgroup differences thrown up. Even with large trials, you've got to be pretty careful about looking at these subgroups.